we play with kind of a whole new nucleus of a team. We're not very big. I think our tallest kid is 5'7" on our team as well. So we had to really change the way we play as a group. They took a while to mold into the team that they became, and we struggled a lot in the beginning of the year in our first seeding tournament. We went 1-6. We've never really had that since I've been here. And so it was kind of a gut check for a lot of the girls. And they kind of bought in. So basically after our first seeding tournament, we kind of said, it's going to be a grind of a season and believe in the process. And they did, which is, I'm super proud of this group because we went from where we were to retraining a whole new group of kids, 7 new people out of the 12, went all the way to finish 3rd and just short of qualifying for state. And so it was, they believed in the process. It was one of a very unique team that I would say athletically pretty good, volleyball wise not super historically built into their system, but they got better as the year went on, and you could almost say that they overachieved at some point because they believed in the process and they went through, and was really good comments from some other coaches go, you guys became really scary of where you guys could project after the first tournament, and the way we develop kids volleyball wise, because volleyball is not the most popular sport in Alaska and nor in this community, and so they don't play it year round, and there's no other club or anything. It's kind of like open gyms in your season. So they developed a lot this year, and I'm really proud of them. I've never had a team improve this much in a season all at one time, but they bought in.
You talked about them believing in the process. How did you get them to believe in the process?
Just reassuring them that if they trust our coaching staff and trust what we're doing at practices and how we're developing them into the volleyball players that they are, the results will show for themselves. They're a very self-driven group. They have a lot of grit. They will not quit. No matter what happens, they will never stop playing hard, which is kudos to all their families and the way they've been brought up, is that they will not let up any part of their game or their competitiveness or off the court stuff as well. But I think they, building that trust between coaches and players, they believed in what we said and followed through, and they got to see the results come through because they had a great tournament. And I know they're disappointed not being able to qualify for state, being that close, and they got further than I think some of them anticipated. But they believed in it, and we pushed them, and they trusted our process of the whole thing of how we got there. But a lot of practice stuff that we did, we drill it in every day, and a lot more mental training rather than just volleyball. Because our full 4 goals that we set this year, early on in the year, some of them had nothing to do with volleyball. It was just attitude and where you are mental toughness wise. So it was pretty cool.
Is there a really exciting moment that you can think of at regionals?
I would say to start off the tournament, the first game, they had a different feel. What I try to make them do is kind of almost look like a machine on defense, to where they're always moving, they know where to go. And we were pretty discombobulated early on in the year, and we just kept getting better and better and better. And they looked just so machine-like on every play that was happening on the floor. But we had, in the first 2 points, we had players making plays that they don't typically make to save the ball, and we earned points out of them. And I kind of looked at our coaches, Coach Carey and Coach Kaya, and I looked at both of them, and we just had our eyes really big and wide open going, they are clicking.